Amen?
Amen. Yep.
What he does is he takes a walk with you. And he begins a journey of restoration and recreation.
Yes.
And you know, when you see someone that maybe you could relate to what we spoke about on Sunday in Acts chapter 9. Here's a killer of the believers that's coming to Damascus. And you know the story. I shared it with you guys on Sunday. And he is a threat to all the believers in Damascus, because he's going to put them in chains and get them dragged back to Jerusalem to get them killed. Now, if I had a vision and I saw him saved, would I doubt my vision? Would I say, is it God that wants to save Saul of Tarsus? Whoa! Is it God that wants to save Joe Biden? Whoa! I don't think I want that vision. I'd like him to be 6 feet under and stop the pain that he's causing all over the nations. Nations with an S. See, the more knowledge you have about someone and the more head adjustments that you've had watching what this one has done year after year after year for 47 years, you say he's going to be saved? Whoa! I'm getting off this trip. I'm going to pray for somebody else, because that one I cannot stand.
Can I help with one other thing?
Sure.
So as we read that account Sunday by Ananias, notice that when he gets the word from the Lord, okay, there's a person in this person's house, you can go and pray for him. But Lord, I've heard about this person.
Yes.
And he's been killing us.
Yes.
And then I noticed something else in there where he started to debate with the Lord if the Lord really knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
And that is, and Lord, you know, he now has the authority
from
Jerusalem to come and kill us. It's not just that he's on the pass. He has authority for this trip to come and get us, okay? And so that is an encouragement to me, because that way I know I'm not the only one messed up. Okay? But Ananias also had that, you know, Lord, do you really? You sure?
That's right.
You have no idea how many times that I went through that course of arguing with God as if he didn't know what he was doing or what he wanted to do, okay? I could give you 110 examples, and it's not important to give you examples. What is important is to know that the mind of God and the mind of man don't often blend.
That's for sure.
They just don't often blend. One argues, one re-argues. And Holy Spirit, he tries to get in there sometimes, but my mindsets are so strong. My emotions are so accustomed to being soothed over, and I pet them like friends. I remember years ago when I studied who's the strong man and what he's capable of doing. And after I got done reading the whole book, studying it to try to figure out, I came up with another group. And I called them family demons. Family demons came with my whole family. And they were so comfy. And they were so satisfying. And so religious. They were holy demons. Say, holy demons? Oh, yeah. They were so holy that they would make you believe that they could not ever make a mistake. Because their actions were always perfect. They dressed perfect. They ate perfect things. They did not make mistakes. They worked their butt off and never had a day off. They were so religious that nobody could really say what they thought because they would be corrected and readjusted. And Holy Spirit showed me something years back. And I was probably 10 or 11. Those of you with Catholic backgrounds, you're going to understand this one. Okay? With my Catholic background, you had to fast from midnight all the way to the time that you went to Mass so that you could receive communion. Okay? If you did not fast from midnight, you could not receive communion. Now you got to remember that the Passover is a meal. It's a supper. But there's no knowledge of that when I'm growing up. And I can remember when I was 11 or 12, we went to Canada to celebrate Christmas. And all of the family members were getting tipsy because they were celebrating Christmas. And off we all went together to go to midnight Mass. So we started midnight, and let's face it, I mean, some of them were quite drunk. Okay, and I'm being honest, okay? And at 11 or 12, I'm watching them and I'm thinking, my God, we're fasting from 12 and we can't have any breakfast on a normal Sunday. And now they're all going to walk down the aisle and they're going to have communion and they're all drunk. Okay? And I thought, my God. So there was one of my holy demons. He'd get me to judge. He'd get me to look at what they were choosing to do. How many of you with Catholic background know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you see, there's a double standard. Don't bring that one to communion because he or she didn't fast all night. Okay? Or get them drunk at 11:45. Let them go to the communion at 12:45. And everything is going to be fine. Do you see the double standard? And I'm not trying to be critical of those who have those laws. They can live by them. I used to. I gave that up because I saw some of the deception. And I had to wake up and say, okay, God, what do you want? And he reminded me, this is a meal. It's a dinner that they were having. The Last Supper was not all about men. Because a real Passover has to have children and women. But don't let women on my altar when I was young, because that was against the rules. But you see, they shift the laws to fit the narrative. And so I'm not judging them. That's where they choose to walk. That's their privilege. But I am saying to you, you read in the Bible today, where did this teacher come from? St. Paul's teaching to the Corinthians, clear, very clear about who she is in Christ. I don't know what else she'll be. That's up to the Lord, amen, not me. So I want you to know that we anointed you with covenant oil. And it's the covenant between heaven and earth. I also want you to believe with me that double standards are not part of God's plan for any of us. And family demons may have been around for you and your family for years. That doesn't mean they should continue living in freedom and using you and me.
Amen.
I don't have a judge to Rome, to judge Rome. I don't have a need to expose them. But I need to survive learning about the double standards that are in my life. Joe Biden deserves to be saved. He needs the blood of Jesus to wash his sins away.
Amen.
Amen. He's had 47 years of doing whatever he thought was right. And you know, our job is not to condemn each other or our neighbor. Because God could take Mr. Biden, vice president, past, and all of his other talents, And if he started preaching the gospel, what do you think would happen to the Democrats? Ooh.
Heads would explode.
What a view that would be. Amen? Him standing up in front of the Democratic Party at the celebration of whoever's going to win this election and saying, hey, I've been washed in the blood. Some of you are giggling because it's identifying your unbelief. Put your hands up. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
My unbelief is exposed.
My unbelief is exposed.
That you have a plan.
That you have a plan.
Of salvation.
Of salvation.
For every man and woman.
For every man and woman.
In our country.
In our country.
And the entire world.
In the entire world.
So, Mr. Biden, we're actually lifting you up. And we're releasing you to the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away your sins. All of them. And by the way,
do the same
for President Trump.
Because
you're cleaning house today.
You're cleaning the Senate today.
And we're trusting you.
We're trusting you
to make those senators all washed in the blood as they walk through those aisles. Cleansing will take place
starting from their walk,
because they're going to be walking in the blood
and glorifying Jesus.
You see, that's a big vision for me. I don't know if it fits my narrative. But I'm going to ask Jesus to adjust my heart.
To pray
diligently
for this coming election.
And to obey the Lord. That's the bottom line. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
And I'm going to choose to forgive myself.
For being angry.
For either candidate.
Because
your plan is to heal them both.
Hallelujah.
Father, we cry out mercy, mercy, mercy for our country.
Yes,
we cry out mercy to transform this nation from what it was to what it needs to become.
Yes.
We transform, Father, our own hearts so that we will not be prejudiced.
Right.
That we will lift up every man, woman, and child in this nation.
Yes,
that they would come to life in Christ.
Yes.
For have you not heard that my plan is salvation for all, not some? Have you not heard that I have a plan of healing for all? And this fire that you've seen, this fire will consume the old and bring forth the new. And when the true men and women of God that have been chosen by me stand and declare, I've been washed in the blood, this nation will celebrate. This nation will celebrate the new victories that only he could bring because of his grace and mercy to each and every one of us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, pray.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I was looking at this bread and I saw that big cut. And all I could do is just cut it out and turn it around. And as I looked at it, I kept saying, Lord, what is it that you're trying to make me see? And he was trying to show me the wheat. He said, when it's cooked, it turns and it changes colors. But the interior remains the same. That's not what happens to us when we get cooked. We get cooked from the inside out. Holy Ghost is inside of us.
Amen.
And we probably get microwaved more than anything else.
Amen.
So Father, I declare this to be the bread of life. You are my hope of salvation and healing and of recreation. I declare this to be the cup of salvation, the blood of Jesus, that transforms me and heals each and every one of us. To the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles.
Yes.
I bring it close together because I believe that healing will happen. And we'll start with Mr. Biden. Amen. Healing for him and his wife. I see the deterioration that happens in him. And I ask you to heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. For President Trump and the smile on their face. Lord, let there be grace beyond understanding for all the persecution that they've walked through.
Amen.
I take this for the Senate. There are many in the Senate that have their own agenda, but nothing's too big. Take care of those negative forces. The blood of Jesus is the solution.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not forgetting the House of Representatives and the Pelosi family. You know everything about them, Lord. And you know what to do in order for salvation to come into the House of Representatives. Let it be for your glory. Let this nation again be a beacon on a hill, visible for all the nations to see that there's a healer, there's a deliverer, there's a savior, and he's available, and it's only going to be done by mercy. Yes, Lord, the entire house, not forgetting this new Supreme Court judge. Bring them all into the fullness of your plan, Lord. Especially this young lady named Amy. By the way, I don't know about you, but if you transfer that into French, it's really loved one is her name.
Well, praise God.
So Father, we lift up this loved one. And she's got a Catholic background, and it's no different than mine. Open the doors for her to be as free as a bird in that chamber. And so she can speak what the Holy Spirit wants her to speak. Because I heard that she's part of a people of praise. So she's part of a group of charismatics in the Catholic region that she's from. So Father, we celebrate those that know you and know your abilities. And I thank you for each one in Jesus' name.
For your glory, Father.
Come, the table is open.